you guys the actions that we took last week, and then maybe have Chad review the data from last week, as well as the data from this morning's test fishery. And then we can visit a little bit about where to go for the rest of this week. That sound okay?
Go for it.
So, we opened up the fishery last Tuesday. We were expecting a fair catch of Chinook, but what we saw was a lot more than what we had expected. We basically saw 2 days worth of catch in the first day. And the ratio of hatchery fish to wild fish.
What was that number, Steve?
I'll have Chad review all that here in a second, Bob. I just want to bring the rest of the folks up to speed. So the ratio of unmarked fish to marked fish was not what we expected. So we quickly got on the phone with the commercial folks and had some discussions about what to do. At the end of the meeting, decided to close the fishery down through the end of tomorrow and have another call today. Including, we also scheduled a test fishery in 2M. 2M was the area that we had the highest catch rate and therefore the highest impacts on natural fish. And so today we're going to review for everybody the results of the fishery last week and the test fishery today, and try to figure out a course forward here for the rest of the season, especially this week. Maybe with that I could have Chad review the fishery results from last week and the one boat test fishery that was conducted in area 2M, as in Mike, this morning. That was the only place that the boat fished. Okay?
Okay, so last week, catch totals for Chinook. I'll start with area 2M, as in Mike. The Chinook landed catch totaled 1,633 Chinook. In 2N, as in Nancy, it was 970 Chinook. And in 2R, as in Robert, it was 243 Chinook. I'll go through Coho here too. The landed catch of Coho in area 2M, as in Mike, was 109. 2N, as in Nancy, was 43 coho, and 2R, as in Robert, was 19 coho. So, we put those and project, expand out the impacts. We had in onboard observation, we had 5 onboard observers out on Tuesday, last Tuesday. We saw 45 unmarked Chinook to 217 marked Chinook, which equates to a 20.7 encounter ratio. Has everybody got that?
Yep.
Yep. Any questions about that?
Could you back up and give me the total numbers again? Are you going to break it down by area or just by total?
I did just break down the landed catch by area.
So out of that landed catch in 2M, you had 1,633 Chinook. How many of those were wild?
None. That's the landed catch. It was only only marked fish caught.
Unmarked fish. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So all that, when you do all the math and... for you guys who were on the conference call last Friday, the issue was brought up about what about hatchery fish that were not marked. So Jim Scott and I went to work and put together some stuff to be able to estimate that out. And that actually accounted for 11 of what we were considering natural origin impacts. So now that natural origin impact total from last week is estimated at 322 unmarked Chinook.
Okay.
sorry, excuse me. The results of today's test fishery in 2M, they did 8 sets, kind of ranging all over area 2M. They landed 44 marked Chinook, and they had 10 unmarked Chinook encounters. All those fish were wanded. None of them had wire. So that gives you an encounter ratio of 22.7. So that's pretty much it. Anybody have any questions?
Who did you have doing the test fish?
Greg McMillan. And Barb was our observer this morning. So the 22% rate was very similar to what we saw last week at 20%. It certainly, at least for me, didn't provide any thoughts that we were free and clear in terms of unmarked fish, especially at least in 2M.
Did you hear Marlisa before you, the guest star, wasn't on about the large amount of unmarked fish in the Neva?
Yes, I am fishing here, so I sent Steve an email several days ago that we're seeing higher numbers of natural origin Chinook than we have in a long time.
So, understand that we're seeing more unmarked fish than we expected just about everywhere, is what it sounds like.
This is Tim. I just spent 7 days out of 15, and the ratio for us was that we had real slow fishing the last 7 days. We busted off and went down, unfortunately, for me. But we were seeing encounter ratios that were, with us, it pushed almost 50%. And then so there was a higher encounter ratio, but there wasn't, you know, a lot of fish, so I don't know what that means.
Right.
Chandler Silvers.
Pardon me?
You fish Chinooks or Cove?
I'm fishing Chinook. I was bound to the bottom.
Okay.
Never caught a Cove. Caught all the Chinook.
So the other thing that we did last week is we collected DNA samples off of all of those fish, all the unmarked fish that we could, and we've shipped, I think, most of those off to the lab, and I hope that we'll have some results on what the stock composition of those fish are in a couple, 3 days. Which is a pretty good turnaround for the lab. It may help us if some of those fish are out of basin, but based on where they're caught, I'm not holding my breath that that's going to save what looks to be fairly high impacts already. But we'll do what we can to see if there is any out of basin stock composition from last week's fishery.
There's a figure that I would find helpful. This is Tim again. Can you tell me what the expected impact on Nor Chinook was in the 2-day season that was scheduled?
Yes, Tim. It was projected to be 181 Nor impacts.
In 2 days?
In 2 days, yes. And we're estimating 322 in 1 day.
So obviously what we're faced with here, we're scheduled to reopen again on Wednesday, and at least based on what we're hearing and seeing from the water, we still have a lot of unmarked fish out there, unmarked Chinook. We've not got a push of coho yet. We do have a significant rain event scheduled, not scheduled, sorry, forecast for... I wish I had that kind of weather power, but I don't. Obviously, we have a good forecast for rain on Wednesday, which would hopefully clear some of the Chinook and bring some coho into the bay. I did hear Andy had some conversation with me and suggested that maybe we should hold off going back in this week with the commercial fisheries. I frankly think that might be our best course of action. Maybe throw it open to the commercial guys and hear some thoughts from your end about the, we seem to be in a pretty high risk right now. Do we want to hold off until we see more coho in the bay, or what are your thoughts, guys?
I'm still sticking to what I told you.
We're repeated, Andy.
Our next Sunday, you'll 6 days a week in all the areas. You count your fish. We've already left.
I think we got to support that from the association to just be looking by looking at the impacts. But how about what kind of catches we had out of Topin on the recreational side? Has it exceeded what you guys predicted?
Bob, I
a prediction.
Well, we have a prediction, but because we don't monitor that in season, I've got no way of knowing whether we did or didn't. I can certainly sit here and speculate based on the effort that we probably did, but I can't with any certainty sit here today and tell you that we have or have not.
Well, I'm kind of confused because you were mandated by the commission monitor and sample on recreational fishery. For some reason, you guys didn't do it.
As I indicated in my email to you, Bob, we're ramping that up similar to what we've done with the other fishery. And we'll get what we'll improve on that each year to where hopefully in the future we can do it in season. But I'm not there yet. There isn't a big checkbook for me to complete that this summer. So. What about...
Maybe you should have shut it down then. If you couldn't monitor it like you objected to.
Well, and that's certainly a criticism you can share for of the agency to others. So, Steve, Lance, Jack, Dean...
be concern. If you don't have very many unmarked fish, then you can't afford to kill it. If you have a lot of marked fish, unmarked fish, then you need to be heading on your 20-year recovery program. And so either way, it isn't 20% the goal or the limit of mortality.
I think it depends on which way you look at it, Ross. If you've got a lot more fish than you anticipated you would need, then the public ought to get some access to some of these fish.
I think if you're numbers they're using, that 20% is coming from a number they estimated, Ross. So if they estimated 1,500 or 1,800 and they have 4,000, you're certainly going to hit that 20% a lot sooner with higher numbers of natural fish than what you expected there to be. Which it seems that
right.
Yeah, right. It just seems like, you know, to make forward progress, you can't do peak flipping. In other words, there will be years like the last, heavens knows how many, where we underperformed on escapement. There will be years, and maybe this is one, who knows, where we would overperform on escapement. But you'll never reach it. If you don't have overperforming years to balance out the underperforming.
Yeah, so...
Evidently, we've done something right. We got that many fish back, but it's so different than the sport fishery. You know, we seem to be the one under the spotlight. I see where they came out from the Fraser River on a hooking mortality of 35%. What is your hooking mortality? You know, we need to look at all this happening, the ocean and everywhere else. We're the only ones that we know anything about.
So, let me...
I got a question.
Bob, can I... Let me get some questions in here, if you may, please.
I was hoping, I appreciate the input from the fisherman. I was hoping to get an answer to my question from WDFW.
Ross, we're managing based on the preseason at this point. Does that answer your question?
I'm not sure. In other words, we're managing on the preseason estimates, right?
The preseason expectations.
Okay. So what that says is you can't kill any more fish than you said you would.
We're managing on the... We're managing how we said we would, yes.
Yeah, that's my understanding. The thing is, if you said you couldn't kill more than X hundred fish, then and there's a bunch of wild ones out there that you can't kill.
There aren't any wild ones, Ross. They're natural.
So I need some clarification here from David. David, what was your recommendation?
Stay with Andy.
And Jack and Alan?
Jack, you there?
David, no. This is Alan. Being as I'm not fishing, I'm not going to say anything. I think you should be kind of conservative in that preseason, you said it, the commercial would get 16% or whatever. And so if the run is the same amount of time, you're still going to end up with 16%, no matter what you're going to do.
Yeah, if the model predicted accurately every year, you'd be correct. Last year that the model was pretty far off on what the wild impacts would be. We're trying to not do that again this year.
So the model, let's go see this model's out the door. There's no reason to even talk about the model, you're just counting our fish.
Yes, indeed.
Steve, what was the original number predicted to catch on that opening we had on last Tuesday?
161, or half of
them. Overall catch.
Oh, it was about 1,200, I think, Bob, give or take.
And we had 2,846. We caught almost 2.5 times, or 2.25 times, what was predicted we was going to catch. Did it ever occur to you to maybe need to upgrade the run size?
Yes, this, Bob. That's where we were last year when we were having the high catches. And then what we found out is that we really whacked them a lot harder than we thought.
Did we have fish at the Nassau hatchery by the time we started catching them, like we do now?
I'd have to go back and review that, Bob. I don't have an answer for you right now.
What kind of fish?
Tim again, one of the things that occurs to me is that we've locked fish in a little earlier up to the hatch, and that could be related to the fact that the local dipped in by the net. You had a very heavy rainfall that came in out of the middle of the control bear, and they shot through. And that could, you know, you get it by nature very well, and that might be part of the equation, is that the fish at the hatchery were there early, that doesn't mean that the roadside is bigger. And because if you took that line of thought into play, I don't think we can put 6-8 nets back in the water after the ship went, because we're way under on couple. So if someone arrives a little early, you say it must be a bigger run size, so that means there's no couple coming. So we have to take that same approach. You can't take approach in my mind, where if they come first, they're coming early or bigger, or later and bigger. The two concepts can click.
Well, if anyone did the test fishery, not test fishery, but the monitoring and sampling on that early trim fishery in the Roll Pond, they would have found out that about 90% of those fish caught was coming over tuna stocks that did that fishery. But they didn't do it.
There was a lot of tunies being caught, and more tunies being caught than most guys experienced earlier. But I don't know what. We also just have a dip down. So how to calculate those numbers. But what I am saying is that if the Chinook are coming early, so we anticipate automatically that it's a bigger run size, then you do the same thing with Coho, and then there's no Coho, and you can't put the fish back in the water.
Those are two different animals.
Sorry, but you would not speak to me.
Yeah, okay, so let's...
Whoa,
guys, come on. So...
Well, if there's not many coho, the industry doesn't fish, they go to escape anyway. In the case every year, they were not happy. If we're standing with fish, we can't catch them all, and if they're not there, we don't fish them. We can't afford to.
All right, so we've got
Lisa, is there any way to maybe schedule another test fishery out here? Maybe do it in more than one area, just one boat, like 2M and 2N. Maybe allow both of those areas to be sampled, maybe Thursday after
The answer, Marlisa, is we could do something on, I would suggest, Friday.
Right. I think I would like to see another test fishery out there, because if the mix in the bay has changed, and maybe you could adjust that season for a little bit. I was thinking Thursday, but...
How's it looking in the creek today? There are doing a lot of fish.
We have adequate amounts of fish. The bite is kind of off and on again. The first bite is in the morning right now, because we got a low tide first thing in the morning, and then kind of the bite for us is a couple hours before low tide and a couple hours, after low tide is the day of the tide. They're big fish. I mean, we've got the biggest fish we've had in 25 years, and they're just the quietest things we've had. Our team on hook. We don't have too many fish for sure down here in Thailand.
throw this out to the commercial guys. Do you see value in a test fishery on Friday? I will tell you that I will be in front of the commission Friday afternoon and would not be available to participate on a call. But we might be able to get somebody else from the agency to run one. It would also be very challenging to get a rule out Friday afternoon, but we could try to grease the skids as best as possible.
Yeah, I just started a schedule on Saturday.
All right. So let's plan for that. We'll open it up on Sunday with whatever we have scheduled there. We should have a call already scheduled for next Monday at 4. I don't know if you guys were aware of that or not. That was our plan.
Well, we'll be fishing.
Are you able to call in, Bob, or?
Well, because the hard wind's blowing, you call in, but it brings out your call if you're fishing. But yeah, well, 45 minutes that time.
All right, well, so it's 6 o'clock.
It's up for Monday.
So you guys are going to make the call at 7 o'clock or 6:05?
In the evening.
Are you going to be out there?
Yeah, you guys are fishing until 6:30.
Okay, make the call for 7 o'clock.
Jim Scott will be covering that call. I'll have to check and make sure he can do that for us. Let's plan on touching base Friday evening as best we can. Or sorry, not Friday, Monday. So we'll get an e-reg out.
May 1st at 7 p.m.
Let me check the calendar real quick. Yes. 21st. Shoot for the evening. Like I said, I gotta make sure Jim can cover that. We'll get an e-reg out and get the hotline changed. And hope this rain brings in some coho.
Well, if we go as scheduled, we don't have to change any e-reg or anything, do we?
We're scheduled to open on Wednesday of this week.
For Wednesday. But I was talking about for next Sunday.
Correct.
So you won't have to change anything for that.
Correct.
It's e-reg to extend the closure from the 16th forward till Monday, is that correct?
Till Sunday.
Till Sunday.
Yeah. So closing Wednesday through Saturday. All right. Any final comments from anyone?
Same number and everything?
It'll probably be a different call-in number, Bob.
Okay. Send out an email on that for verification then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
So, Steve, just for one more clarification, have you really put the scope on this commercial fisher? Okay. And you just heard the recreational community say, we are encountering a lot more of unmarked fish. And their fishery has caught a ton of fish this year, and my guess is they've got their numbers, but we're going to sit here and pretend that didn't happen.
I've got a need to improve my monitoring in the future, Andy, and Guy is on the phone there, and I've given him a heads up that I need some additional resources to go after the recreational monitoring in the future. We knew we were going to struggle this year be able to improve from where we had been, but we have taken some steps to improve, not enough to satisfy everyone.
So my point is here, so things really aren't as stringent as you're making them sound.
Well, yes and no. So
the commercial is taking a breath by the whole reduction unseasonal because of onward fish. You're not doing anything to curtail the.
Well, again, Bob, we don't have the in-season monitoring, as you pointed out many times, to tell us where we are.
They shut the recreational fishery down.
Well, we also have a lot more risk with the power of the commercial fleet. So.
You didn't have any problems, Steve, bringing in the Columbia River handling mortality and then the scientists add grass and so forth. Well, I think getting in the Fraser River 35% cooking mortality. No different than doing what we've done here. We need to get that involved too.
I'd really like us to see if we can work with our legislators to find some money to review both of those. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah. Well, we need to do something on the commercial one because it's just crazy what's happened here. It's pathetic. 47 years. I've never, ever in my life seen it where by September 20th, we fished for 12 hours of silver here. Never.
That's because you guys in Commercial City are sitting here bending over backwards to make sure this thing works. That's what you've done to yourself. Next year, you won't fish until the 23rd. Remember that.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
September 20th is 6 days in T and U, with U having 3 days of tangle net, and 7 days a week in N, R, and M.
So we're already there.
Yeah. Andy, I know you're interested. 2T does not open on Sunday. Opens Monday.
You write it in there. We've given up all the other fishes. That's why I want the clarification now.
So you want to go in 2T on Sunday?
We want to go everywhere.
No tangle net for you either.
We got to go tangle net for you. All right. I think we can accommodate that, Andy. It's risky, yeah. But...
I just want to throw it out there.
If that's where you guys want to be.
That one day is going to make or break the deal.
Okay.
Now, before we go, Steve, whatever you decide you're going to do, you said assume you're not negotiating something here, whatever the department decides to do, we're not going to start a fish autopilot again, are we? If it's 6 days a week that they encounter those fish, they're going to come out. Are they not? Wouldn't that be what you'd have to do?
You'd have to take some action on something for sure.
Yeah. And you're not taking any action on the recreational fishery.
Once again, you want to point the finger somewhere, but you don't want to take responsibility for your own fishery. And you've exceeded your numbers.
Okay, guys. Let's, I think we've covered what we need to cover.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Next Monday at 7, correct?
Tentatively at 7. I gotta make sure I can get Jim there.
Okay.
Alright, thanks guys.